Good morning, citizens. It's Angela here with springsofzion.blogspot.com. So it's May 1st, and May is the month of flowers, right? And we actually have some of our apple and cherry blossoms appearing on the trees. It's so beautiful. And the blossom actually goes with my message today. So as I'm waking up this morning from a reoccurring dream, I'm reflecting on it and the amazing events of the last few weeks. I want to share this, and hopefully it won't be confusing. Holy Spirit reminded me of a vision earlier this year that I posted on my blog, and it's called The Lord's Vineyard. His nudge made me recognize that the message of that vision has just been fulfilled over the last couple of weekends. Praise God. Isn't that exciting? So let me begin with the dream I had this morning, this reoccurring dream. I believe it's part of the bigger picture. My dream has been reoccurring over the last few years, but just last night, I think the dream was completed, which is exciting. So let me go ahead and tell you what happened with my dream. I'm standing and I'm looking up, and what appears to be a ceiling of glass. As I get closer, I'm rising towards or flowing upwards. I see the glass. The ceiling is glass, and it's broken. It's actually shattered in some places. And the broken areas, brilliant light shines through in all sorts of little shapes. Beyond the rays of light, I can see through the glass where it's broken, and I see floating, fluffy clouds against a clear blue sky. And I really want to go there. I feel this desire, like, come on, I can do it. And just as I'm about to burst through the glass, I wake up. But this time I did burst through. I went through the glass and then I woke up. So I'm kind of like, okay, Lord, what are you doing? So I get my cup of coffee and I settle myself and I open my Bible and I hear in a whisper, threshold. If you look up in the dictionary threshold, it's to come across when you enter a room. A threshold takes you from one place to another. For instance, when we're about to start something new. If you look in the Bible, there are 41 verses using the word threshold. Feeling encouraged, I began looking up these verses, and Holy Spirit whispers, Mark 4:9. So I go and look it up. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. So every time I say this, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear, I feel witness in my spirit. So I believe this dream is about the message that I'm about to share. We are all breaking through this glass. We are all going higher, and we are all going to cross the threshold into something new with the Lord. Isn't that neat? Are you intrigued? I know I am. I believe also last week, this actual vision explanation ties into my post of Joppa. Joppa is a place of miracles. So consider ourselves in Joppa. And as I share that message and vision back in cold January called My Vineyard, the Lord prophesied to me. He said, my budding grapes blossom open, while my mandrakes give off a fragrance of my finest fruit. I have such new delights as well as old, which I have saved for every one of you. These are the things that are at the door. Open the door. Before I go on, mandrakes, they're these very large wrinkled leaves among these little tiny small purple flowers. And the roots of a mandrake are very long and very heavy. They weigh several pounds. If you look in the book of Genesis chapter 27, Rachel sees mandrakes as a way to bear a child for Jacob. They believed it stimulated fertility and conception for barren women. So spiritually, the Lord is preparing his budding saints, you and I, who have deep, heavy roots of his word and, you know, our faith, we're about to experience rebirth or activation. Isn't this awesome? So I've learned when given a prophetic word, it must be unraveled or even chewed on for a bit or even saved like this. I mean, this is January gave me this word. This is exactly what we experienced. We do not get a full understanding sometimes until much later. But his word always comes prior to equipping us for his intended actions at his intended appointed time. This is why I just stress so much that anything you hear in your intimate prayer time with God, make sure you write it down. You think you're going to remember it, but I would have never remembered all these details. So now let's quickly look at the vision. After that word, he gave me a picture within my mind, the vision. I saw sprouting green strong blossoms with little tiny budding fruit. These sprouts grew really quick right before my eyes into these beautiful, vibrant, flourishing vines. And within each vine, I was surprised by a little tiny almond growing like a fast-forward film out of the plant. As I watched it grow, peek out to the top of the leaf, it reminded me of when Moses entered the tent in the book of Numbers and saw Aaron's staff sprouts and budded and blossoms and then produced almonds. In that verse, the staff represents the power of God. And you can go read that in the book of Numbers, chapter 17. So let's continue. The picture of the budding fruit dissolves in my vision, right? If you go back and read it. And the word Barak forms in front of my mind in these big floating letters. As the word dissolves, I can only think of one verse regarding Barak. He leads and helps the prophetess Deborah in the book 1 Samuel chapters 12 and 13. And then, as I was looking that up, the Lord said, Barak is rising and has a partner. As I'm reflecting on this word, the Father said, the path we're about to enter is corroded with all kinds of metal. Removing these metals gives my citizens a chance to overcome. So he's preparing us in January. And I recommend you go, and I'll put a link, go back and read the whole message. And I definitely didn't have it right, so my apologies. He urges me to look at Joshua 1. Have I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So I don't have to feel shameful that I got this wrong. But I'm excited because it was fulfilled. So let's tie my January word from the Lord. And then, remember, Barak has a partner, and immediately I went to politics, but I knew at that time it was not Barack Obama. And I know this time it's not either. So as I'm rereading 1 Samuel chapter 12 and 13, Holy Spirit gives me a deeper and bigger revelation. And I go to look up what corroded metals are. In Hebrew, metals referring to as iron, gold, aluminum, stemming from the root of pouring or melting. Most forms of metal are formed by melting different types together. I just want to laugh right now. We have an awesome God. He was warning that the metals, lies within our soul, will melt when they are partnered with Barak. He said, removing these metals gives my citizen a chance to overcome. Listen closely. You don't want to miss anything here. The Father is telling us, his Spirit, the Comforter, comes. Not only will he teach and equip us, but heal us. And then we're activated. Right? I love this powerful new perspective. Brothers and sisters, you're about to have a melting metal party, literally. Melting metals of lies within your heart and soul, because Barak represents God's Holy Spirit. The meaning of Barak, lightning flash, lightning, thunderbolt, flaming sword, glittering sword. I mean, you can look in Judges 4, 6 through 16 about it, but I feel a witness here. The metals the Father's speaking about are found in each one of our foundations, and they need to be refined by Barak, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. Barak, being the lightning bolt or flaming word, will burn and melt these metals within our souls so God's truth can come fill the places that are filled with wounding and lies. Can I just point out all those prophetic words that we've read or seen on the internet regarding during C-19 regarding Barack, we're not talking about Barack Obama, but instead the Lord is informing his citizens that a refinement is coming to melt away any untruth within your spiritual temple. I'm in wonderment of this revelation. God is amazing. I love his mysteries. We all need to stop and question every word we are given. This is so powerful, and I almost missed it. Notice, there's no doom, no gloom here. It's all about going higher with the Father. Next, the Father leads me to the almond blossoms. Do you know that almonds bloom before olives, figs, or grapes? I believe this is part of the vision, was a message to indicate the time in which this refinement was going to take place. Almonds bloom first, and something was about to happen at Bloom. Bloom is a women's conference that I attend in April each year. You can't even make this up. It's so fun. If you go up on the internet, you can read, the first flower of the year to blossom is the almond. It's also considered the awakener. It depicts watchfulness, and the sweet represents the sweet charm and delicacy of this budding fruit. If you feel a witness right now in your spirit while I'm speaking, God is using me right now to tell you, you are being activated. I pray in the name of Jesus, you receive a lightning bolt of healing to melt the lies or wounds you've been carrying deep in with your soul. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hold up your hands right now and receive this and say, I receive this. So cool. Be watchful now, my friends, as your activation time is just upon you. Your bloom is coming because figs and olives and grape season is just around the corner. Can I get an amen? Praise God. I believe this is what happened as Barak came to help Deborah in the book of Judges to deliver the Israelites. Deborah is considered the mother of nations. She delivered the Israelites from sickness and generational curses. I'm here to inform you that you can be delivered from both sickness and generational curses by the power of God. You will notice the sorrow I speak of in that post is for the enemy. It's not for us. He's about to lose thousands of souls who were chained to him by his chasing devils. Because freedom is here. Receive it. So let's get back to my experience or my story. So all of this is the backdrop. But really what I want to tell you today, it began two Sundays ago when my husband and I attended church. We had a visiting evangelist speaker who trained some 20 youth to travel to Africa on a mission trip. He spent a great deal of time preparing them, so they were very useful and they moved mightily for God. And after we worshiped the Lord in song, the kids came up onto stage and they witnessed and shared their testimonies that they participated in with God on their journey. I mean, they just shared testimony after testimony of salvation and of hearing, of healing people immediately after they prayed for them. They literally witnessed miracles by God, healing them over and over again. And it's for us today. My husband and I sat there listening to this youth sharing their new perception and how it had changed their perspective on God and how God could actually use them in their day-to-day life. I will link that amazing service along with my Bloom Conference testimonies, which are super powerful, here on the blog. So if you want to watch them, I encourage you to bring a Kleenex for those testimonies. It's amazing, the courage of these women. So this fella back on stage, the actual leader, gets up and starts telling us how hungry the souls of the African people are because there's so much demonic activity there. I mean, they still do sacrifices. And it's so prevalent in their culture. When the sons and daughters of the highest arrive in their cities, they're hungry for the truth of their Savior. They describe, these young people, how the African people think that we can do anything in the name of God as we are walking epistles of Jesus. So I'm going to conclude that and start again in part 2 of Threshold, because this is 15 minutes long. And I just pray this is blessing you today. And if so, please share it.